path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Manhattan. Quite humid throughout the KPR listening area. The time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. All the instructions you'll need on how to set that up at that web address. Once again, it is kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Coming up in our next half hour, the U.S. and Israel have now destroyed much of Iran's military capacity. On what sort of weapons actually remain at Iran's disposal. Also, we'll talk about an unforeseen glitch with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and the funding it set aside for rural health care. It turns out that there are a lot of strings attached that make it difficult for them to continue some services like dialysis, which is pretty important. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms in the morning, 50% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the upper 70s. It's 86 degrees in Topeka. It's 84 in Emporia, 89 in Atchison. And the time is 3:20. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This is NPR News.
Dave Chappelle is the new landlord for his local NPR member station in Ohio. He says he wants to support honest journalism, so we asked him to be honest about why he performed in a country that jails and even kills its critics.
I can make a million excuses or reasons to deprive the crowd of that show, but man, when I was standing in front of them, I feel like I did the right thing.
On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show you will hear with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. It is 89 in Atchison. The time is 3:30. News headlines are 30 seconds away.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street today, finishing higher across the board. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First, I want to let you know the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch until 11 p.m. for a portion of the KPR listening area, mostly the southernmost regions of our signal. Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodsing counties. This does include Cottonwood Falls and Chanute. Again, a tornado watch in effect until 11 p.m. for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodsing counties. This particular watch does also extend all the way over to Wichita. So if you're traveling tonight, headed out toward Wichita, just be aware you could be running into some severe weather tonight. Well, several communities in eastern Kansas were assessing the damage today after tornadoes were reported last night. Twisters are believed to have touched down in Osage, Franklin, and Miami counties. Some minor injuries were reported and some buildings were heavily damaged. Sarah Teefy is with the National Weather Service.
We had a couple of tornado warnings out, and we will be looking at some damage that we have heard about from around Quinimo, Pomona, and obviously Ottawa. Where we could have had a couple of tornadoes, possibly from the same supercell. Again, we'll be evaluating some of the damage.
Ottawa seems to have been the hardest hit. A tornado tracked over residential areas near 15th Street and Nevada Terrace. At least one home was demolished. Three people sustained minor injuries. The Kansas Court of Appeals heard cases at five different colleges across the state today. As State House reporter Zach Boblett reports, the goal was to give all Kansans a glimpse into the legal system.
The traveling court came to Highland, a northeast Kansas town with a population of less than 1,000 people. Judges walked on stage at Highland Community College's Culbertson Auditorium, a venue that typically stages plays, musicals, and graduations. On Tuesday, students heard court cases involving drugs and car accidents. After the hearings, judges fielded questions. What's a typical work week like? Why do judges accent their robes differently? Etc. Judge Karen Arnold Berger says students considering a legal career can always ask current lawyers.
I don't know of anybody that would say no. We love what we do, so we like sharing.
Chief Judge Sarah Warner agreed, saying, "We are talkers." In Highland, I'm Zach Boblett.
And Kansas native Jake Steele will serve as the state's next education commissioner. The Kansas State Board of Education today named Steele as the replacement for outgoing Commissioner Randy Watson. Steele will oversee the state education department's daily operations and execute policies enacted by the Kansas Board of Education. Board member Michelle Dombrowski was the sole vote against Steele's selection. Two other board members did not vote. Steele is expected to begin his term on June 1st. The time is 3:35.
On a Tuesday?
I get it. So at Morning Edition, our team makes sure every detail we report is fact-checked.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has crunched the numbers, and they found that it would cost the federal government about...
Don't worry about separating fact from fiction. Fake-proof your mornings every weekday with Morning Edition from NPR News.
I can attest that your local host, Matthew Algio, is not AI. Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow, your hosts, Ari Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we will speak with a former U.S. Congresswoman about sexual harassment resignations going on in the U.S. House of Representatives. Then Israel is expanding its occupation of southern Lebanon, maybe for the long term. One analyst will give us Israel's view of the situation.
We are preemptively taking out adversary capabilities, and we're creating buffer zones to distance border communities from the adversaries.
Meanwhile, Israel and Lebanon held historic talks today in the U.S. Details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum hosting K-pop Pollinator Palooza, featuring family-friendly activities with butterflies, bees, and origami insects. Sunday, April 19th, 1:30 to 3:30. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We have a tornado watch till 11 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. So our Chanute listeners, stay weather aware through 11 p.m.
Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
A tornado watch till 11 p.m. for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. The time is 4:06.
Months and maybe years. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next few minutes, we're going to give you some practical advice on what to do about this terrible router hack. A lot of Russian hacking operations have been taking over home routers, which seems bizarre, but apparently they do it, and we will tell you how to avoid having that happen to you. That is coming up just moments from now. At 4:30, we will have an update of news headlines, and then the GI Rights Hotline is a service where U.S. service members can call in anonymously to talk about their options for discharge. And I will tell you, it has been very busy lately.
We've had a lot of calls from people who feel very unsettled and suspicious about the ways the military is being used now.
More on this growing discontent within the ranks and remembering a Bollywood legend, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams. Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst. Assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
There is a tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for the southern tier of the KPR service counties, Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. This includes Cottonwood Falls and Chanute, Eureka, Iola. If you're in that lower southern tier of where we reach, be aware. Conditions will be good for the development of tornadoes through 11 o'clock tonight. 50% chance of showers and storms tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:20.
Do the right thing.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station for Morning Edition, the very latest national, international, and regional news with Matthew Algio as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Richard Porter, helping to bring NPR News, KPR Statehouse news coverage, and classical music to KPR listeners in eastern Kansas and western Missouri.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up very, very shortly. Once again, there is a tornado watch till 11 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 4:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Court of Appeals heard cases at five different colleges across the state today. As Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett reports, the goal was to give all Kansans a glimpse into the legal system.
The traveling court came to Highland, a northeast Kansas town with a population of less than 1,000 people. Judges walked on stage at Highland Community College's Culbertson Auditorium, a venue that typically stages plays, musicals, and graduations. On Tuesday, students heard court cases involving drugs and car accidents. After the hearings, judges fielded questions. What's a typical work week like? Why do judges accent their robes differently? Etc. Judge Karen Arnold Berger says students considering a legal career can always ask current lawyers.
I don't know of anybody that would say no. We love what we do, so we like sharing.
Chief Judge Sarah Warner agreed, saying, "We are talkers." In Highland, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas native Jake Steele will serve as the state's next education commissioner. The Kansas State Board of Education today named Steele as the replacement for outgoing Commissioner Randy Watson. Steele's term will begin on June 1st. Steele is currently the Director of Strategy and Operational Alignment at the Kansas Department of Education. The job brought him back to Kansas about 4 years ago.
I have amazing stories from all over the state, from Dighton to Hugoton to Lenexa, all of these places and memories, and I hope and I'm grateful for the opportunity to continue to help them in their world.
Steele will oversee the State Education Department's daily operations and execute policies enacted by the Kansas BOE. Board member Michelle Dombrowski was the sole vote against Steele's selection. Two other board members did not vote. Consumers can expect to pay more at the grocery store in 2026. The latest federal forecast shows food prices are projected to increase by 3% this year. That's higher than the same report from February before the start of the war in Iran and the corresponding spike in fuel prices. Andy Herrig is with the Food Industry Association. He says food companies are still trying to assess how higher fuel costs will affect their supply chains.
It's going to impact prices, and it's going to be in a longer window than just, you know, the day the war ends.
He says consumers are already paying more at the grocery store because of inflation in recent years, so processors will likely try to keep food prices stable by passing the cost up the supply chain to farmers. A tornado watch is in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for a portion of the KPR listening area, mostly those of you listening on our Chanute translator, but perhaps you are getting it over the internet. Either way, the counties affected in the KPR listening area include Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Again, that tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. It's 4:35.
From NPR,
which economists say can more than wipe out any extra tax bump. Stephen Bisaha, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR 1 and KPR 2. You will hear Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then Paramount's likely takeover of Warner Brothers has writers, actors, and directors worried about their future and about consumers.
It's really going to affect streamers, subscriptions, etc. Anytime there's consolidation, that's going to basically hurt anybody who wants to consume our product.
We'll tell you more about why so many Hollywood creators are voicing their disapproval. Conversation with showrunner Damon Lindelof coming up on KPR. There's a tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties in the KPR listening area. That does include Cottonwood Falls and Chanute. Make sure you have multiple ways to be notified, particularly after dark, of any weather warnings that are issued.
From NPR News at lemelson.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Comedian Dave Chappelle on Digging Deep to Invest in His Hometown and Telling Jokes That Sting, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, the very latest national, international, and regional news. It's a great way to start off your day with KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
And youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan, 83 in Emporia. The time is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Natchez, and lots of other frequencies, too, all listed for you at our website where you can stream us, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We have news headlines coming up in just about 12 minutes. That's going to happen at 5:30. In our next half hour, we're going to talk about red light therapy. Social media influencers say it can deliver everything from younger looking skin to better hair growth and better sleep. It can even make you live longer. Does anything in science back up these claims? Maria Godoy is going to tell us about it. Once we get to just about 10 minutes before the hour, remembering impresario Sid Croft. You may remember Sid and Marty Croft productions from Saturday mornings if you're of a certain age. Sid Croft has passed away. We are going to remember his career coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
We have a tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties in the KPR listening area. That includes Cottonwood Falls and Chanute. If you are headed toward Wichita tonight, Tornado Watch covers that area as well, so stay weather aware this evening.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Kinky Boots, with music and lyrics by Cyndi Lauper and book by Harvey Fierstein. Tuesday, April 21st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
It's 87 degrees in Manhattan, 87 in Abilene. The time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
Dave Chappelle is the new landlord for his local NPR member station in Ohio. He says he wants to support honest journalism, so we asked him to be honest about why he performed in a country that jails and even kills its critics.
I can make a million excuses or reasons to deprive that crowd of that show, but man, when I was standing in front of them, I feel like I did the right thing.
On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news with A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
News headlines are coming your way in approximately 35 seconds. It is 86 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
Washington.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. We do have a tornado watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. This is for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties in the KPR listening area. That includes towns of Cottonwood Falls and Eureka, also the city of Chanute. Officials are starting to get a better idea of the damage caused by last night's storms across eastern Kansas. A survey team from the National Weather Service in Kansas City at Pleasant Hill says it was an EF2 tornado that left behind damage in Franklin and Miami counties, especially in the Ottawa and Hillsdale areas. KSHB-TV reports that some 50 homes sustained damage around Hillsdale Lake in Miami County. The Kansas Court of Appeals heard cases at five different colleges across the state today. As State House reporter Zach Boblett reports, the goal was to give all Kansans a glimpse into the legal system.
The traveling court came to Highland, a northeast Kansas town with a population of less than 1,000 people. Judges walked on stage at Highland Community College's Culbertson Auditorium, a venue that typically stages plays, musicals, and graduations. On Tuesday, students heard court cases involving drugs and car accidents. After the hearings, judges fielded questions. What's a typical work week like? Why do judges accent their robes differently? Etc. Judge Karen Arnold Berger says students considering a legal career can always ask current lawyers.
I don't know of anybody that would say no. We love what we do, so we like sharing.
Chief Judge Sarah Warner agreed, saying, "We are talkers." In Highland, I'm Zach Boblett.
Consumers can expect to pay more at the grocery store in 2026. The latest federal forecast shows food prices are projected to increase by 3% this year. That's higher than the same report from February before the start of the war in Iran and corresponding spike in fuel prices. Andy Herrig is with the Food Industry Association. He says food companies are still trying to assess how higher fuel costs will affect their supply chains.
It's going to impact prices, and it's going to be in a longer window than just, you know, the day the war ends.
He says consumers are already paying more at the grocery store because of inflation in recent years, so processors are likely to try to keep food prices stable by passing the costs up the supply chain to farmers. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So, Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean then for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We have another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, a conversation with former U.S. Representative Jackie Speier. She represented a California district as a Democrat. She's going to talk with Elsa Chang about sexual misconduct on Capitol Hill. That story and much more still to come here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
We have a tornado watch till 11 o'clock tonight for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Be sure you have multiple ways to be notified of weather warnings, particularly overnight. Otherwise, a 50% chance of showers and storms tonight. We're expecting a low in the lower 60s.
Support for KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings.
This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 6.
And from Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering hydrangeas, lilacs, evergreens, and more. Their full collection is at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. This is NPR.
Comedian Dave Chappelle on digging deep to invest in his hometown and telling jokes that sting. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's a great way to get caught up with all the news that happened overnight. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258 BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.